In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. Praise the Lord, we have a Friday night service at the same time and continue our RHTS class for tonight.
在同时我们有礼拜五傍晚聚会，我们也会继续我们高中学生联会的课程。
And today, tonight I'd like to share this topic is in a sense a little bit negative because destruction in Jerusalem and Israel and the Judah.
今天想跟大家分享一个比较负面的主题，就是谈到以色列跟犹大国的灭亡。
If you turn the book of Micah,
那如果我们翻开弥迦书,
this is the beginning of the messages, chapter 1 and chapter 2, and here Micah pointed out the sin of Israel.
那在弥迦书第一章、第二章，弥迦先知指出了以色列人的罪恶。
This time, the Micah, when he was actively involved, he's prophesying in the southern kingdom as a dream, roughly about 740 or 730, you can say.
那在这时候，弥迦先知是非常的积极在传告神的预言。
Which is just before northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyria at BC 722.
那这也是大多在主前722年在以色列被叙利亚毁灭之前。
Actually, the judgment of God upon to the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom continually later anyway.
那其实神到了以色列跟犹大的审判都来到了。
So the Micah did this time, and also the Hosea, about the same time, he also prophesied, also declared the word of God in the northern kingdom too.
跟弥迦同一个时期，何西亚先知也在以色列国在传讲神的讯息预言。
During the time of Micah, also the Isaiah also he keep on preaching and also the prophesies about the word of God.
那在弥迦的期间，以赛亚先知也继续一直的在传讲神的道理。
In a sense, this prophet and speak the word of God at this time.
那我们可以小知说，神的先知在这段时期都在传讲神的话。
In Micah chapter 1, please chapter 1 verse 5.
在弥迦书第一章第五节,
Micah chapter 1 verse 5, all this is for the rebellions of Jacob's and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the rebellions of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? What is the high place of Judah? It is not Jerusalem.
那这都因雅各的罪过，以色列家的罪恶。雅各的罪过在哪里呢？岂不是在撒玛利亚吗？犹大的丘坛在哪里？岂不是在耶路撒冷吗？
Micah here pointed out the sin of Israel.
弥迦书点出了以色列人的罪过。And
he mentioned about the two sins that the northern and the southern kingdom they committed.
他这里提出了北国以色列跟南国犹大所犯的两个罪过。
Unless they fix this problem in their life, the judgment upon to this nation.
他们若不改掉这两个罪过，神的审判必将来临。
But actually, later on, during the time of King Hezekiah, the southern kingdom was which is restore the faith to God during helping of the King Hezekiah.
那后面到了西西家王的时代，以色列人的信心就重新的回归了。
So the southern kingdom of life is continuing until BC 586.
那犹大南国的他们继续延迟他们的生活，继续延迟到586年。
But northern kingdom do not repent, continue to commit sin against God.
但是以色列北国却没有悔改，继续的来犯错。
End up the sin eventually destroyed the entire nation.
那到最后他们的罪过导致他们整个国家的灭亡。
If you look at the first king,
如果我们看列王记上。
After the nation was split to the two nations after the King Solomon.
那在所罗门王，当这个国家被分成南跟北。
So the kingdom is to be the 10 tribes belongs to the northern kingdom and then 2 belong to the southern kingdom.
所以有10个支派是属于北 北国,
This time, the Jeroboam, the king of Israel, he wants to holding a power to as a politically and a nation-wise, do not let this nation to be scatter the power.
那这时候北国以色列的国王耶罗波安他为了要掌权他的权力不让他的权力失去
Let the people do not go to the Jerusalem.
他不让以色列人到耶路撒冷
So he set the plan to he making the two the golden calf.
所以他设立了两只金牛犊
So they put it in the one is in the Bethel, the other one is a Dan.
那一只牛犊在伯特利，一只牛犊在但。
I think the first thing is because it's a political reason.
那我想第一个原因是因为政治的关系。
He doesn't want his people to continue traveling to south.
他不希望他的百姓会到南方去。
So he wants to secure his nation.
所以他想要安定他自己的国家。
But actually this one has created the great problem for the entire nation. Especially toward to God.
但他这个决定却造成他整个国家信仰上一个非常大的问题。
Just look at the 1 Kings chapter 12.
我们如果看列王记上第12章。
1 Kings chapter 12 verse 25 and 26.
列王记上12章25跟26节。
Then Jeroboam, chapter 12 verse 25, then Jeroboam built a The Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and lived there, and he went out from there, and built the Penuels, 26. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now the kingdom will return to the house of David. So he was insecure, we find that verse 26.
所以26节我们看到他心里非常的不安。
Yeah, verse 27, If the people go
27节,
up to offer sacrifice, In the house of the Lord at the Jerusalem, then the heart of these people, their people, will return to the Lord. This is what the King Jeroboam thought.
这是耶罗波安自己这样子想的。
So if they change their mind, they might kill him and bring this nation back to the Judah.
如果他们的心转向了犹大王，那他们就会把他杀了。
We find out the King Jeroboam he brought this idea out of the very evil-minded.
那我们可以看到耶罗波安他是自己塑造出这个非常邪恶的想法。
So he made the two golden calves.
所以他制造了两只金牛犊。
And they put the two places, let the Israelites worship there because they tell them this is their God.
那将这两只牛犊安置在这两个地方，告诉以色列人，这些就是你的神。
Now verse 30 mentioned that now these things become a sin for the people went to worship before the one of As far as Dan.
但这里说，当百姓去这两个地方拜这个金牛犊时，这就成为了他们的罪。
We find out even he recruited you know the priest also.
那他还找到了许多祭司。
A similar way the festivals just like the one the what the God gave them to Israelites. So it's similar way. The making of these feasts, so they let the people to follow.
那同样的，他也设定了跟犹大人一样的节期，让以色列人来敬拜。
And then bring to there to the people there to set the altar and burn offering.
那也设了秋坛，让百姓们能在这里做献祭。
God really hates this idea.
那神非常恨恶这个作为。
So the later on the chapter 13, God right away show up to the. To prophesy about the Jeroboam, his kings to be the humiliated to be died.
在十三章，我们就看到神马上有个预言说耶罗波安将要死的非常的惨。
This is sin that the Israel started commit by the lead led by the Jeroboam about BC about 930 or between the 930 to 925.
那这是大多在 925到930年前 耶罗波安带的百姓开始犯的罪。
This sin is continued committed by the all the people by the led by the all the kings.
但这同样的罪是在来所有的国王都这样子同样的犯。
We have noticed during the time of King Ahab, even he married with the Jezebel from outsiders and they end up to invite all the, you know, the the native of those idols.
那我们也知道亚哈王他娶了耶洗别，所以也将带了很多的偶像进了他们的国家。
The entire nation actually messed up by the false prophet and all the humiliated the whole entire the northern kingdoms.
那整个北国因为这些假先知跟这些偶像都受到了毁坏。
But which is there's no hope for these people to be saved.
那这些百姓已经没有了得救的盼望。
Even God determined that this nation to be eliminated.
神也决定了，下定决心要除掉这个国。
God continued to send them all the prophets to let them to return to God.
神继续差派先知，来带领他们回归向神。
But we know that it happened that during the time of Elijah, even he contested with a false prophet in the Mount Carmel.
那我们知道，在以利亚的时候，他在加列山上跟这些假先知对战。
Already, people's heart at that time so it cannot see the which one is the truth.
可是，在那时候，百姓的心已经没办法分辨真理是什么。
Even the Elijah challenged to them, so how long does these people to stay hesitate between the two opinions?
那以利亚也问他们说：“你们要在两个中间要执着多到哪一时呢？”
Then he challenged to the Israelites, "If the God is God, follow Him."
那他也这样子告诉以色列人：“如果神是神，你就应当要来跟随他。
But if Baal, follow him."
如果巴利是神，那你就跟随他。
But at that time, the First Kings chapter 18, verse 21 says, "But the people did not answer him a word."
但在十八章《列王记上》十八章二十节说，但百姓却没有回他的话。
So the Northern Kingdom is continued destroyed by this worshiping the idols.
那所以北国以色列就继续被他们这个拜偶像的习惯在摧毁。
This is one of the major sins that the Northern Kingdom committed eventually perished.
这也是北国所犯下的最大的一个错误，造成他们的毁灭。
And nowadays, the 21st century, so we are in this.The blissful nation and also the full of everything now we have under the great blessing of God.
那今天生活在二十一世纪，我们处在一个非常丰富充满神的祝福的一个时代。
But how long God's grace to remain with us? We have to repent before He truly take action to us.
但是神这个恩惠会跟我们同在多久呢？直到如果我们不悔改，他的审判很快就会来到。
Don't misunderstand all the brothers and sisters. You are into this kind of committing sin.
那可是不要弟兄姐妹不要误会说我们可以这样子继续犯罪。
But the thing is, this sin is serious enough to destroy us.
那如果我们犯的罪是足够严重，可以带来我们的毁灭。
God doesn't give even any kind of chance for this northern kingdom.For any hope, any grace later on doesn't give anything.
我们知道到了最后，神已经不再给这个北国以色列任何的机会来悔改了。
Do we understand God humiliated the northern kingdom to be messed up the whole entire ten tribes?
那我们知道神最后是让整个以色列的这个北国的十个支派得到了羞辱。
Do we know that during the time of Jesus Christ, there's only these people we call the Samaritan, right?Which is mix up the races.
可是你知道，在主耶稣的时候，这一群从以色列来的，他们被称为撒玛利亚人。
There is no identity they can have.
他们已经失去他们自己的一个身份。
It is because of they commit the sin, which is commit idolatry.
那因为他们已经犯下了这个拜偶像的罪。
Where the 21st century will live.
那今天我们住在二十一世纪。
Of course, we are in a sense we don't commit such kind of.Serious sin within our life.
那当然，我们在生活中不会像以色列人这样子来犯这样子的罪。
It doesn't mean that we always secure out of this sin that around us.
但不代表说我们是从我们身边的这些罪能都得到保护。
Now Paul mentioned the Colossians chapter 3.
那在哥罗西书第三章，保罗说到。
The Colossians chapter 3 verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Here the Paul mentioned about the sin that equally the similar like the sin that idolatry is greedy.
那这里保罗说到跟拜偶像相同的罪就是贪污。
The Paul urged to us in chapter 3 verse 5, consider the number of your earthly body as a dead immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire. I mentioned about all the sin that we as flesh can commit it, and then mention greedy, which is the mark of the idolatry.
那这里他讲到贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
As a tour to the end, we have to have a sober mind.
那到了这个世代，我们需要一个非常轻，一个非常轻的心。
So we can avoid this.Idolatry.
所以我们可以来避免这种拜偶像的事情。
But we can keep on urging us to why we have to pray to God, you know, continually.
那所以我们一直要鼓励自己，要一直向神祷告。
Because we don't want to be messed up our life to end up to facing the destruction.
因为我们不想要毁掉我们自己的生活，最后要面对神的审判。
Even Jesus is telling us on the last day.
那主耶稣在最后一天这样告诉我们。
Now listen to Luke chapter 21.
翻开路加福音第二十一章。
Luke chapter 21 from verse 29.
那路加福音二十一章从二十九节。
Chapter 21 from verse 29 to verse 36.
从二十九节到三十六节。
And he told them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put forth the leaves, do you see it and know for yourself?The summer is now near 31. Even so, you too, when you see these things happening, recognize the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all things take place. 33. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. 34. Be on guard that your heart may not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness.And the worries of life. And the day come on you suddenly like a trap. 35. For it will come upon all those who dwell on the faith of all the earth. 36. But keep on the alert at all time, praying in order that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. And Jesus urged us,To let us continue to pray, because there's a great reason.
主耶稣鼓励我们要一直不断的祷告，因为有一个非常重要的原因。
But we find out the tour to the end time actually challenges more to us.
那我们知道到了末世有更多更多的挑战。
Through the today class we talk about the idolatry.
那在今天的课程中，我们有讲到拜偶像。
Now there's many people, you know, the worship the idol.
那在现今有许多人在拜偶像。
Someone mentioned about the idol is one of our smartphone.
那有些人提到说，今天的偶像可能就是我们这种万能手机。
Well, it's not everybody bow to the, you know, smartphone. It's worshiping the idol.
因为今天每个人的头都向我们的手机低下来了。
But it is one of the indicators.
那这是一个我们需要注意的。
How much we spend time with this smartphone?
我们花在用手机的时间有多少呢
？How much you spend time with our social network? I also have a face of is a Facebook. Yeah.
那我们在这些社区网站又有花多少时间呢
？But we can use a good purpose. It's okay.
那如果我们是用一个
，Don't think that it's everything is evil. Don't think that way.
所以我们不要想说所有这些都是不好的。
But we have to be wise.
但我们需要有智慧。
We don't have to waste.
我们不需要浪费。
We should not ignoring our life of holiness.
那我们不要来浪费，忘记我们这个圣洁的生活。
Nowadays Wi-Fi is everywhere.
那今天到哪里都有这种无线的网络。
Every time I go to different church, what I asking for is what is Wi-Fi password?
那我每次到不同的教会，第一件问的就是你们无线网络的密码是什么
？I need it.
我需要。
Of course, it's a good purpose too.
那当然我是有一个好的用途。
But not always necessary.
那可是我们知道，不一定永远都是需要的。
But we have to ask ourselves.
但我们需要问我们自己。
Is there anything that belongs to this world and this earth? Is that turned to as a tool that Satan used us to destroy our faith?
我们需要问自己说，是否在这世上是有一些撒旦用来的工具，是为了要来摧毁我们的信心呢
？Don't you think this becomes turned out to be idol for us?
那我们要问自己，是否这些东西就成为了我们的偶像
？Have you ever experienced that when you put the things away, all this, you know, kind of gadgets?Suddenly you become feel insecure.
那你曾经有这种体验，就是说当你把你的手机还是这种电子的东西放离开的时候，你就突然觉得很没有安全感。
I remember 30 years ago, I don't have any this kind of a phone within my pocket.
那我也记得到了三十年前，我从来没有这样子的问题。
It was okay my life.
那我还是继续过我的生活。
It's quite comfortable enough.
那也是蛮舒适的。
Actually, somebody calling me, I don't know. Actually, feel more secure, more more peaceful at that time.
那时候如果没人打电话给我, 还感觉到更有安全感。
But now I have to leave it on, always a standby.
可是我现在手机, so it seems like
it's a part of my life, yet it might be wasting of my time to away my life from God.
那虽然感觉他这个手机很像是我生活的一部分, 但是他却占据了也浪费了我跟神的时间。
We have to well define all the things in this world nowadays.
所以在世界上今天的一切事情, 我们都需要好好的来看看。
Some people using as their business or their work.
那有些人用这些事情, 这些东西是为了他们的工作。
Eventually spend extra time for, instead of seeking God, but seeking more the life, more comfortable life in this world.
那很自然, 除了是用了更多的时间来接近神, 他们用更多的时间来接近这个世界。
So eventually, without knowing ourselves, the trap of the Satan's, which is the worldly way of desire to eventually grabbing us to control our life.
那渐渐的, 不知不觉, 这就是撒旦用的一个方法来慢慢的抓住我们的生活。
We think we go to the church, we worship in God, but yet, actually, our heart is depart from God.
我们或许觉得我们今天到了教会是在敬拜神，可是其实我们的心早就远离了神。
During the time of Jesus, we find out that many people actually at that times their heart is away from God.
那在主耶稣的时代，我们发现其实有非常多的人，他们的心都已经远离了主耶稣。
Jesus mentioned to them that by lips they serve God, they praise God, but actually their heart is way away from God.
那主耶稣说, 虽然他们的嘴唇上, 表面上是在赞美神, 但是他们的心已经远离了神。
That's why the judgment is upon to the Jerusalem later on.
那这也是为什么, 末后的时候, 审判来到了耶路撒冷。
Even Jesus come up to preach to them, to ask them to repent.
那主耶稣本身, 到了他们面前, 请他们来悔改。
Jesus trying to gather them into his wings.
那主耶稣试着要将他们带到他的膀子下。
But people say no.
但是人却拒绝了他。
So end up they face the judgment of God.
所以最后他们结果就是要面对神的审判。
Listen to Matthew chapter 23.
我们翻开马太福音23章。
Chapter 23, verse 37 to 39.
马太福音23章第37到39节.
This is the crying of the, from the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这是主耶稣基督所说的，他们所做的一个罪恶.
In 23 and 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophet and stone those who are sent to her. How often I want to gather your children together, the way a hen's gather her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. 38. Behold, your house is being left to your desolate. For I say to you, from now on you shall not see me until you say, bless he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus mentioned about the such kind of the misery in the land of Canaan, land of Judea.
那主耶稣这里提到了在耶路撒冷城里面这个悲哀。
He calling them, he encouraged them to return, but they don't want to return.
他呼召了他们回到他那里, 可是他们却不愿意。
We know the 87, the general Titus from the Rome came to destroy the, desolate the city.
那我们知道提多将军从罗马到了耶路撒冷, 把, 耶路撒冷变成一片荒场。
We are getting close to his second coming, we know that.
那我们今天知道我们已经离主耶稣第二次的来临更加接近了。
So truly we can come to the Lord, we can make a true worshiper in the Lord.
那我们需要来到主耶稣面前成为真正的敬拜者。
That we have to remove all the idols.
那我们需要先移除, 除去所有的偶像。
But every time the Israel, they're having the idol with them to asking God, God do not listen to them.
那每一次以色列人, 拥有偶像, 但又, 求告神时, 神就不听他们的祷告。
So Micah chapter 1 verse 5, you mentioned about the sin of Samaria.
在弥迦书第一章第五节, 提到了撒玛利亚的罪过。
Because of their idolatry.
因为他们拜偶像。
And then after that, the Micah mentioned about the sin of Judea.
再来弥迦也提到了,
and he mentioned about the, what is the high place of Judah.
这里提到了犹大的丘坛在哪里呢?
Then it is not Jerusalem.
岂不是在耶路撒冷吗?
This high place is have some history.
那这个丘坛是有它的一个历史。
High place God never asked His people to build for the altar to offering to God.
神从来没有吩咐他的百姓来建这些丘坛，在那里向他献祭。
But in the land of Jude, the certain kingdom of it is in the Jerusalem, they built this high place.
但在犹大南国，在耶路撒冷，他们却建造了这些丘坛。
Even the Solomon was in the high place to offer to God.
那就连所罗门都是在这个丘坛上献祭给神。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
那我们翻开列王记上第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 4.
列王记上第三章第四节。
This is before the King Solomon built the temple of God.
这是在所罗门王建造神的圣殿之前。
But we find out this time God accepted this high place.
但是在这时候，我们看到神却接纳了这个丘坛上的献祭。
So it's not God would like it, but still this time just allow. We can say.
那不是神喜悦，但是这一次神允许了。
In chapter 3, verse 4.
第三章第四节。
And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there.For that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. You mentioned the King Solomon, he went to the Gibeon, where the great high place he offered to God.
这里说到所罗门王上基遍去到这个极大的丘坛上献祭给神。
But which is he supposed not to offer actually in this high place?
但他其实不应该在这个极大的丘坛上献祭。
Because high place is not for the God's way to offer that.
因为丘坛在丘坛上献祭不是神所教导他们该做的。
During the time of the Micah.
那在弥迦的时代。
Now you mentioned about the three kings. If you look at chapter 1 verse 1.
那如果我们看到第一章第一节。
I mentioned about the King Jotham and Ahaz and Hezekiah.
那这里提到了约坦、亚哈斯跟西西家。
The Jotham is one of actually the good king as recorded in the Bible.
那圣经所记载约坦其实是一个好的王。
You look at the Second King chapter 15.
如果我们看列王记下第十五章。
Second King chapter 15, verse 30. We can see from the verse 30, yeah, 32.
那列王记下第十五章三十二节。
In the second years of the Pekah, the son of the Remaliah, the king of Israel, Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, became a king, and he was 25 years old when he became a king.And he reigned 16 years in the Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Jedok, the 34. And he did not what was right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to the all that he, his father Uzzah had done. Verse 35. Only the high place were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high place. He built the upper gates.Of the house of the Lord, you mentioned about the King Jotham. He is considered a good king.
那这里圣经记载约旦在行神眼中看为正的事。
Verse 34 says he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
那这里讲到他行神眼中看为正的事。
But then he allowed verse 35 is only the high place were not taken away.
那只是他没有废去这些丘坛。
So.During this time, the certain kingdoms, people came, and then they supposed to go to the temple of God.
在这个时候，百姓应该是到神的圣殿来敬拜神。
But still, many people come to this high place to offer to God.
但是还是有许多的百姓到了这个丘坛来献祭烧伤。
And later on, this high place was destroyed.
到最后，这个丘坛就废去了。
Why the King Hezekiah is a great king? Why the God loved Hezekiah?Then we find out here.
那我们这里就可以发现，为什么西西家王是一个伟大的国王？为什么神非常的爱他
？Second King, chapter 18.
那么看列王记下十八章。
Chapter 18.
列王记下十八章。
Verse from 2, we can see.
那从第二节。
Second King, chapter 18, from verse 2. And he was 25 years old when he became a king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abia, the daughter of Zechariah. Verse 3. And did not write in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done. Verse 4.
第四节.
He removed the high place and broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the Asherah. He also broke the pieces, the bronze serpents that Moses had made. For until those days, the son of Israel burned incense to it. And then it was called Neshitan. He trusts, verse 5.
第五节.
That he trusts in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that after him, there was none like him among all the king of Judah, nor among those who were before him. You mentioned the king, during the time of King Hezekiah, he reformed the entire nation.
这里讲到西西家的时代, 他转换了整个国家。
But finally, the place, this high place was destroyed by the king, King Hezekiah.
那终于到了西西家的时代, 他终于废去了这些丘坛。
So until this time, the high place continued to, from the all the way we find out from the Solomon all the way down to here King Hezekiah.
在这个之前, 从所罗门的时代, 一直到西西家王的时代, 这个丘坛都存在。
The leader, when the after the Hezekiah, he reformed the nation.
但到最后, 西西家王, 西西家王, 转换了这个国家。
God changed his mind so do not destroy this certain kingdoms.
那所以神才改变了他的心意，不毁灭犹大国。
Let's look at the Jeremiah chapter 26.
那么如果翻开耶利米书26章。
26 verse 18 and 19.
耶利米书26章第18-19节。
Jeremiah chapter 26 verse 18 and 19.
耶利米书第26章18-19节。
The Micah the Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and he spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, thus the Lord of hosts has said, Zion will be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem will become ruins, and the mountain of a house as the high place of forest. Verse 19.
第十九节.
Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judea put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord of entreated the favor of the Lord? And the Lord changed his mind about the misfortunes which he had pronounced against them, but we are committing a great evil against ourselves. Actually, King Hezekiah changed the nation of the whole nation direction.
这里西西家王他改变了整个国家的方向.
Because he removed this high place.
因为他废去了这些丘坛.
The most of the people think that this place, they think it's okay to offer to God.
大部分的百姓都觉得在这里向神奉献是没有问题的.
God wants us to offer right way to God.
那神需要我们用正确的方法来向他献祭。
If we have our own way of offer,
如果我们用我们自己的方法来向神献祭,
God doesn't like it.
神不会悦纳。
And sometimes we can set ourselves our own way. We think this is the only way.
那有时候我们会想说我们的方法就是唯一的方法。
But we have to find that if we have it, we have to remove it.
但如果我们发现有这个问题, 我们需要将它, 挪去。
During the time of Jesus, all the people think that they have to go to the Jerusalem, which is a physical kingdom, physical temple of God.
那在主耶稣的时代, 百姓也觉得说他们一定要到, 耶路撒冷, 到神这个建筑, 这个, 圣殿,
Actually, they despise the way of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们其实是藐视主耶稣基督的。
Jesus bring the true gospel of salvation.
主耶稣带给了他们真正得救的福音。
He talking about the true kingdom of God.
他也讲到了神的国度。
But people do not receive him.
但是百姓却不愿意接受。
Even his own hometown doesn't accept him.
因为连他自己的家乡都不愿意接受他。
People think that he came from the carpenter's son.
那人家觉得他是从一个木匠的家庭而出生的。
But actually he built the true temple of God.
但是他是真正
But when he ascended to heaven,
当他升天的时候,
he sent the Holy Spirit upon to the to the Jerusalem.
他也将圣灵降到了耶路撒冷。
But at that time, there's so many people in the Jerusalem because this is during the time of Pentecost.
在那时候是逾越是五旬节，所以许多人聚集在耶路撒冷。
The most of the people think that worshiping God is the one they come to the physical temple of God.
在那时候，大家觉得要来敬拜神，就是要来到神这个圣殿这个建筑来敬拜。
But actually, Jesus.It truly the His way to establish the way that the worshiping God and His temple.
但是神主耶稣是亲自来建立这个真正敬拜神的方式。
He willing to offer to the people.
那愿意向这些百姓来献祭。
You can destroy this temple, but I'll build it within 3 days.
你可以毁灭这个圣殿，但是我在三天之后将要重建。
But most people do not understand what it means.
那许多人都不了解它是什么意义。
But even though His own disciple, the beginning, do not understood.
连他的使徒在一开始也没办法了解。
But later, people understood what it meant.
但是到最后他们终于了解了。
Let's the book of John, chapter 2.
我们翻开约翰福音第二章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
19 to 22.
第十九到二十二节。
John chapter 2 verse 19 to 22.
约翰福音第二章十九到二十二节。
Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Verse 20.
二十。
The Jews therefore said, It took 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? The question is, are you joking? Which is the way you know, they expressed that. Verse 21.
21节.
But he was speaking of the temple of his body. 22.
22节.
When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remember that he said this, they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. And here Jesus talked to the people in the land of Judea, the mention about the true temple of God.
那这里耶稣在跟犹太人讲到神真正的这个圣殿。
But at that time people do not agree, do not believe it.
这时候百姓他们并不了解，没办法接受。
But the day of Pentecost, everybody realized this is the true kingdom. This is the true temple of God.
直到了五旬节那一天，大家才真正了解，相信这才是神真正的圣殿。
In physical Jerusalem, there's so many people at that time.
那当时在这耶路撒冷城有非常多的人。
Only 120 people realized this is the true temple of God. It came from the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是那时只有120个人知道，真正了解说这是从神而来真正的圣殿。
Now that the true Jesus Church, why is so precious to us?
那今天为什么真耶稣教会对我们是如此的宝贵呢？
Because we have a true altar within us.
因为我们心中，我们这里有真正的真正的。
This altar is established by the Holy Spirit.
这个祭坛是借由圣灵而建立的。
We can tell us a lot of it seems like a lot of different buildings, a different denomination, different kind of, you know, the way to worship to God in a sense in the whole entire world.
那今天在世界上有非常多不同的建筑，非常多不同来敬拜神的方式。
He wants to define the way to worshiping God with because of so many people.
那今天我们会因为这么多人要来了解到底该如何敬拜神。
We define by the truth.
那但是我们是以真理为我们的标准。
We define by the Holy Spirit.
那我们以圣灵为标准。
So we such a great blessing that we have.
所以我们今天是拥有如此大的一个恩典。
That we do not be shaken our faith.
那所以我们的信心不要动摇。
But we need to have confidence with the Lord.
但我们需要对神有信心。
I'm sure because when you receive the Holy Spirit, you experience of God.
我相信当你得到圣灵的时候，你也体验到神。
I'm sure continue the Spirit of God encourage us, assure us.
那我也相信神的灵会继续的来鼓励我们，来帮助我们。
The we says we have about 100 years of history now of true Jesus.
我们说，今年我们教会已经有了100年的历史。
Oh, but we have this faith to continue go on for the another 100 years.
那我们有同样的信心，能够继续下再来的100年。
Our true God, our Lord, continue to encourage us, help us of our church.
那我们真神会继续的带领来看顾我们的真教会。
We do not follow the pattern of like during the time of Micah, these people, the way of the worshiping the idols, and also the wrong way of theoffering to God.
那我们不会来跟随弥迦的时代，他们如何来敬拜神跟敬拜偶像。
But we need to have a true confidence in the Lord.
我们需要对神有一个真正的信心。
And also true understanding from the scriptures.
那还有对圣经有真正的了解。
So we can continue to bless, we receive the blessing of God, continue worshiping the Lord.
我们也可以继续的来敬拜神，继续得到神的恩典。
Let us sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
378.
请唱诗378首。
Is most every trust and hope.